faccia tu. Se te non ne abisci a olo, i te viene sempre pa' calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia bande, se è pa' calare, picchia me.
Oh, mamma, la 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 la.
Boy, we got bacala in the presidency over here, boy. A house full of bacala that's been out in the sun way too long. Yep. You know, people ask me what's going on now. And basically, to me, as we saw with Syria, it's a military takeover of the government. Look who's running it. Look at this guy that's the head of the Defense Department. James Mad Dog Mattis. Mattis. Mad Dog. Imagine an adult allowing people to call him Mad Dog. And he's proud of it. Quote, if in order to kill the enemy, you have to kill an innocent, don't take the shot. Don't create more enemies than you take out by some immoral act. That's a pretty good quote by him. Bravo. But when you read other quotes from him, not very nice. Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet. That's my kind of guy. Yeah. Yeah. So, we have a military-industrial complex, and it's being run by people in the military that not only serve in the military, but work in the military-industrial complex. And the White House is filled with multimillionaires at levels we've never seen before. Another one by Mattis, quote, you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they don't wear a veil. I mean, listen to that. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway. So it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. Actually, it's quite fun to fight them, you know. It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. I'll be right up there with you. I like brawling. Isn't that nice, huh? Is that's who's out running our Defense Department. Where's the people with the white jacket to take Mad Dog away? And then you listen to the crap spewing out of Trump's mouth. Within hours after that bombing happened in Syria, the United States is sending missiles in. No proof, no evidence. And again, you know, I mean, your followers in the Progressive Radio Network, you know what lies they tell. I don't have to go through every one of them. The fact of the matter is that Syria was gaining 80% control of the country. They had no reason to do this. And by the way, gas is bad. Don't pass gas, but bomb the hell out of people, blow them into little pieces, that's okay. And of course, the toilet paper record and the rest, they don't show any pictures of dead people being slaughtered by Americans. And our wonderful allies in Yemen, the Saudis. No dead pictures of kids in the New York slime, or the New York Times, they like to call themselves. Nope. Not a photo of the dead people in Mosul slaughtered by the Americans. Bombs away. The propaganda mill is running very strongly. And they're leading us to war. And again, we launched OccupyPeace.us, OccupyPeace.us. If you or anyone you know of wants to help us out in pushing this forward, we can appreciate and appreciate all the help we can get. Because getting support for peace these days isn't a very popular movement. And we are the only peace group that I know of with an action plan for peace. Separates us from everybody. And of course, Gary Null was here to kick it off. You could go to our website and see his speech, OccupyPeace.us. Bring home all the troops, close the bases overseas, put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure, force Congress to vote to go to war rather than giving El Presidente of los Estados Unidos the right to declare war anytime they want. This is in violation of international law. I'm sure you've heard all this, so I'm not going to go into it very heavily today. What the United States did in Syria. It's disgusting. So, here we are. Now they're heating up, going into North Korea, sending aircraft carrier groups there. And all North Korea is saying, you know, North Korea wanted to talk peace talks with the United States. The United States has refused. And also, North Korea is asking the United States, as in China, not to keep putting on these massive military maneuvers, war games, as they like to call them. And the United States refuses to abide by that. And China, by the way, it all comes down to business. You know that Trump met with President Xi of China. And while he's meeting with him, sending bombs over to Syria. And I don't think there's going to be a trade war. So let's say, for example, China has, you know, what, a $350 billion trade surplus with the United States. We're in deficit. They're not going to give that up. So what they'll probably do, as we see it, is they'll say, okay, you know, we'll come for a deal of some sort. So if they're really, if they have a trade balance in their favor of $250 billion, they're still winning well. So that's the way we see this. And, you know, when I say that we have the only peace initiative with a platform, and again, I've looked at, you know, a lot of them, the anti-war groups, and they don't spell that out in detail as we have. And where are all these protesters? Again, we haven't seen a major protest since 2003 with the Iraq War. America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She's the well-wisher to freedom and independence of all. She's the champion and vindicator only of her own. It was John Quincy Adams, U.S. Secretary of State, July 4th, 1821. America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Of course we shouldn't go. We got monsters right over here. Look at the White House, now and before. Monsters. Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton. Monsters. To me, the last president that I had any, and again, you know, nobody's perfect. I'm certainly not. Was Eisenhower. this great farewell address telling the nation that the military-industrial complex is robbing the country of the future of the scientists, the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And here we are. Our future has been robbed in front of us. Facts are there. They're in the numbers. The numbers stink. The economy's never recovered. It's a nation of people working in jobs that pay next to nothing. Yep. One lousy number after another. Retail bankruptcies, they're moving now toward a post-recession high. One after another, closing stores everywhere. It's not only online that's hurting retailers. It's lack of dough. Half of American working families are living paycheck to paycheck. That's right. 20% of Americans have nothing set aside to cover an unexpected emergency. A third don't have $500 for an unexpected emergency. And here you got here you have Trump sending 59 missiles at, what, $100 million? Some number like that. Blasting away. $100 million. For what? Oh, they killed innocent people, but they don't count. Not them, all these Syrians. So, you see, the peace of war, and they're leading us to war because when all else fails, that's what they do. They take you to war. And it's starting to fail. You know my forecasts. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, they're all saying the market's going to continue to go higher. We say, nope, we're near the end of it. You know my forecasts on gold, negative in the sense rising interest rates are going to drive down the price of gold. Stronger the dollar, weaker gold. On the other side, I've been saying for how long? Gold as the ultimate safe haven asset. And now we have gold near $1,280 an ounce. Still not strong, but it's a 5-month high. And the reason it's going high is because geopolitical unrest. There is a reality that if war breaks out and keeps expanding, you're going to start seeing a global depression set in. So when you look at copper prices, oil prices, all these other commodities, they're going to go down in value. The other thing that upsets me so much about the Trump presidency is this kid, his son-in-law, this Kushner. Who the hell put this guy in charge of the country? He's going over to Iraq. He's going here. He's going there. Who made him? What's going on here with his daughter, with his sons? Who made this crap up? It's right in front of our eyes. All in the family, huh? Who made this up? That we got this kid in charge of so much of what's going on. He's over there in Iraq. What's he doing over there in Iraq, shooting his mouth off, meeting with the troops? Yeah. Think I'm making this up? This is an outrage. This, to me, is an outrage. I am an American citizen. I pay taxes, and a lot of them. Because I got these damn, I have these buildings up here, and these damn school and property taxes up here in Kingston are off the charts. They're so high, and you get nothing virtually for it. So I can speak out, as can anybody, even if you're not paying taxes and you're an American citizen. Who the hell is Jared Kushner, other than a scion, a kid born on third base like his father-in-law and thought he hit a home run with his arrogant attitude of theirs? Here he is in Iraq, quote, "I hope that the victory that you have in Mosul in the near future will not just be a victory for the American and Iraqi troops, but it will be a victory for our world, or for the world. A victory for American troops." What the hell are you doing over there? In a war that was illegally started based on lies. It's been an absolute honor to see, to hear and see the progress that everyone's made together. What progress, jerk? Or is it jerk off? Because that's what you're doing, man. What progress? What am I, 6 years old? Progress. Who are you talking to? Who put this clown in charge? Mr. Kushner will likely play a role in the final decision about how to best continue executing the fight against the Islamic State. This I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal here. What the hell is this jerk know? I'm going to tell you what's going on, man. You look at the relationship with Kushner, his old man in Israel, and the people that Trump's been putting into the cabinet and positions that are so pro-Israeli. I remember when Netanyahu came here one time, he stayed in Kushner's bed at his parents' house. Israel is going to start something with Iran, and the United States is going to become involved in it. Mr. Kushner told a group of Iraqi officers after hearing a series of detailed operational briefings about Mosul, quote, "Speaking with the American troops and then briefly speaking with the Iraqi troops, the partnership that's been formed here truly is something that is very impressive to me." Yeah, it must be impressive to you, wanker. "And something that I know, I hope endures for many generations." Oh, you do you? What the hell are we doing there for many generations? Mr. Kushner said. Where's the outrage? It's disgusting. Kushner. If anybody would like to call, you have any comments? 1-888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. A lot of 8s in there. 888-874-4888. And of course, if you'd like to subscribe to the Trends Journal, it's another number. 845-331-3500. 845-331-3500. And for subscribers to the Trends Journal, and we do each weekday night, Trends in the News broadcasts, what's going on in the markets and in the world comes as no surprise. Because as you know, our work is to provide our readers with history before it happens. And the history is in front of us, and it's happening. So, what's going on with the equity markets is if Trump does not produce what he's promised, and that's in terms of bringing the economy up to speed, in terms of tax breaks for the very riches, and of course, deregulation, so those banksters could steal more dough. We don't think this market is going to go much further. We're looking for a 10% adjustment in it, near term. And if Trump keeps pumping the war drums as he's beating them now, look for the markets to decline even more. That's the way we see it. What we're looking at globally, the places for growth are going to be more in Asia. The West, we think, is pretty stagnant right now, and there's a lot of growth opportunity. However, something very important going on in Asia, particularly with China and South Korea. And again, we're talking about, you're seeing all the news about North Korea. South Korea has put in those THAAD missile systems sold to them by the military-industrial complex of the United States of America. And China's saying, look, those aren't for North Korea. Those are weapons to be used against us. You know, we know what they are. So China is now stopping a lot of flow going in of South Korean products into China. And China is South Korea's biggest market. So if you're going to see a trade war, one's going on right now. And again, what you're looking at are a bunch of people that are basically out of their minds running governments around the world. Seoul denounces China's trade moves. South Korea is ratcheting up official protests against China for what many here regard as unlawful economic pressure over Seoul's plan to host American missile defense system. So what is China doing? South Korea car makers dented by China's missile shield ire. China's backlash over the deployment of U.S. missiles shield is denting sales at South Korean car makers, amid heightened competition with fast-growing local automakers. Hyundai on Monday reported 8% year-on-year fall in March in overseas sales, blaming weaker sales in China amid political tension over Seoul's installation of the Thermal High Altitude Area Defense System, THAAD. Kia's sales for March contracted 12.5%. Quote, things are deteriorating in China for them, and anti-Korean sentiment worsens. Many Chinese consumers reluctant to buy Korean cars, says Kim Jing-woo, analyst at Korea Investment and Securities. Quote, we have seen a recent drop in dealership traffic in China as consumer sentiment towards Korean products overall is low. Yep, Hyundai and Kia said in a joint statement. So you can see where this is going. War does not bring prosperity. And I'm sick and tired of people saying that war is good for business. That's a stupid statement. It's not good for business. It's good for the military-industrial contractors. It's not good for the economy. And they say the reason people don't speak out against war because of money. It's not true. They don't do anything because they lack the courage. And that's an excuse they use to get them out of not doing anything. So, here we are, moving slowly forward into the future with more war, drums beating louder, and very little resistance. Yep. Well, I love this. I love how all those Democrats over there, those wonderful liberals, were clapping their hands, applauding Trump's action and attacking Syria. Little Chucky Schumer, America's disgusting New York State's disgusting senator, another little low-life piece of crap. Quote, making sure that Assad knows that when he commits such despicable atrocities, he will pay a price is the right thing to do. Hey, Chucky boy, how about when Israel commits atrocities and slaughters Palestinians? Oh, that doesn't count, huh? How about when the Saudis slaughter innocents? I guess that's the right thing to do. Hey, Chucky crap boy, because that's all that shoots out of your mouth. How about when the United States slaughters millions and wars based on lies? Isn't that a despicable atrocity? Not to you, being a despicable human being. You don't know one despicable from the other. Yep. Trump gets a rare bipartisan nod. Wall Street Journal. Yeah, bipartisan for murder. For the first time since his inauguration, Donald Trump is being treated like a conventional president. That's the way they open the story up in the Wall Street Journal. A conventional president. People are so used to mass murder and the United States launching wars that are in violation of international law that they call that conventional. Senator Dianne Natso-Feinstein of California called the military response a limited and, I think, important strike. And it accomplished its purpose and sent a message. What a bunch of sick people these are. How come nobody calls them out? What moronic statements. This action in Syria was appropriate and just, said Speaker Paul Ryan. Oh, yeah, just in time, huh? Yep. Oh, don't bomb babies, man. Put a baby up there. We can't kill them babies. Yeah, despicable, this Assad killing them babies. Only America could kill babies. It's different when America kills them. Yeah, we're the exceptionals. Exceptional murderers. And I think he's playing, took over Boris Karloff's role of playing Frankenstein. John Kerry, former Secretary of State, he's, quote, absolutely supportive of Trump's serious strike. And Obama's Deputy Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, another Blinken, yeah, Blinken on empty, man. This is the little clown that shot off his fat mouth, went to jihad Saudi Arabia, when they launched the war, when the Saudis launched the war against Yemen from the United States. The Saudi ambassador did it from Washington, D.C. Blinken went over there to brag about how the United States was supporting Saudi Arabia with providing them with weapons, reconnaissance, and air refueling. That little piece of crap Blinken shot off his mouth about this. This is Obama. Remember, this is Obama's Assistant Secretary, Deputy Secretary of State. Yeah, Deputy Dog. Quote, President Donald J. Trump was right to strike at the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for using a weapon of mass destruction, a nerve agent sarin against his own people, Blinken wrote. Gas. Weapon of mass destruction? Like cluster bombs? Napalm? And all the other weapons of mass destruction that the United States has used and has been using? Hey, how about atomic bombs, huh? Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. So let's drop the big one. Yep. So, we have any callers here? Anybody on the line? Nope, not yet.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody that likes?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Yep.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I have many complaints. Okay, I don't know if you can solve, if you can help me. I know it's like it's getting scary. The whole world is getting scary. When you see somebody like Noam Chomsky cave in to became an extension of ISIS, anytime somebody is accusing Assad of killing his own people, you know that that person is talking for ISIS. Any good man, I cannot believe WBAI let Gary out and put any good man to replace him. I just cannot believe this. You know, it's like I did not sleep well at all yesterday. Yeah. And Amy Goodman is promoting White Helmet. And she's on NPR. Yeah. That's all we had. We had Amy Goodman. We had, NPR. We had WBAI. And all we have left now is PRN. I mean, I cannot believe I'm hearing Noam Chomsky, you know, Kevin. Kevin to NATO, Kevin to ISIS, you know, and misinform the people. And we have, and to me, the biggest danger we have in the world right now is ignorance. And people with closed, most people have a closed mind. Why? Because we have 95% of the media spelling lies all day. Every time I turn on CNN, I feel like I want to vomit, you know?
Yeah,
and
well,
even you have Alex Jones, Kevin, because they were going to take money away from him.
Well, I have to tell you, Alex Jones came out against this strike. And I was, you know, I'm glad to see that happen with him. And of course, I'm on Alex Jones frequently. And he did come out against this. And I applaud him for that. And when you go to his site, you can see that. Yes, Progressive Radio Network is really the only one out there that's giving the unbiased information based on facts and out of mind. And what you said about CNN, I can't turn it on. What imbecile would want to hear from all the people that they bring on there that are flacks for either the Democratic or Republican Party? And now they brought in this little slimer of nothing, a disgusting human being who's the former press secretary for the Defense Department and the Secretary of State. This guy Kirby is now one of their spokespersons. Oh, great. Bring on an official government propagandist and put him out there and let's hear what he has to say. Look at the people, Yolanda. Turn on to ABC. What do you got? George Stephanopoulos, another little boy of nothing who worked for Bill Clinton. You got this other guy on Meet the Prestitutes, Chucky Todd. He worked for another Democratic guy. You look at one after another. Chris Cuomo on CNN. Oh, yeah, Governor Mario Cuomo's little boy, Chris. Oh, Andrew Cuomo's brother, Chris. What the hell is he doing there? All the millions of people out there, are they more qualified than these political hacks? Of course they are. It's a takeover. It's a military industrial complex take over the United States in front of everybody's eyes. And Yolanda, you've nailed it. The people don't have the courage to do anything.
95% of the media is CIA, is making propaganda for the CIA and the elite. And the people are not aware of it. Even on my page on Facebook, I would put some information and you would see like one like somebody. But if I put a picture of myself with a bikini, and I will have like a 50 like. That's how superficial people are. And if I have to put some good information, I have to put a picture of myself next to it. So people can pay attention to it. You know, this is how shallow our society is, you know? And I'm so upset to see all the suffering going on in Syria, all the kids, all the family left behind with the kids dead, the father, and then these media people for the sake of a paycheck and you know, they're just selling out. Any good man sold out. I can't believe this woman and Juan Gonzalez. These people are sitting there spreading lies. And just promoting the white helmet who are nothing but mercenaries. You know,
well, you're right about that. And not only the white helmet, this other group, the Syrian observer, you know, the observation group or whatever, that this is one guy, a tailor out in London, a one man show putting this stuff out, and they, you know, that with this official name, and the media repeats it as though it's the truth. But again, Yolanda, they lied us into, remember the Maine, you could go back that far. You could go back, again, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Iraq War. They lie. Why only a fool would believe Trump? And they're the same fools that believed Obama, Bush, and Clinton, and the rest. So nothing is changing until we have a real movement.
And before I go, I want to remind everyone there's a very good show on PRN. It's Global Alert News on Saturdays at 2 p.m. With Dan Wigginton. He is really a good Samaritan. This guy is doing such a good job in everything, in geoengineering. I'm really afraid for him, you know, but, you know, everybody should listen to that show on PRN on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Okay, Gerald, and I appreciate the work you're doing. I wish more people could support Occupy Democrats. And,
Occupy Peace,
I'm sorry.
OccupyPeace.us. Yolanda, go to our site. Go to trendsresearch.com, and there's the contact information, and you'll see my name there. Send me an email, and I'll send you a copy of the Trends Journal, the current edition.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sorry I said Occupy Democrat. They are like a you know,
yeah.
I don't know what to call them, you know. they are a mouthpiece for the criminal Hillary Clinton, you know. And they are stupid. And they're very ignorant people on that side and naive. And I just, please talk to Gary. Tell him Amy Goodman needs to be exposed for who she is. She's the enemy of the people. And WBAI is accomplice with it, Amy Goodman. She's the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Her
okay.
And Juan Gonzalez, they're all the enemy of the people with CNN and all the rest. Okay, Gerald, thank you so much for giving me the
thank
time.
Thank you, Yolanda. What a wonderful call. Yolanda really has her finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world. And the sellout that's really happening, and it's a big one. It was really inspiring to hear. She really got the facts down. It's funny with you mentioned Amy Goodman. Yes, that's one show that's never had me on. But now, of course, you know, I used to be on CNN and everybody, you know, with Brian, even Brian Williams. What did he say? He was saying how beautiful those airstrikes were, those missiles leaving the ships. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I've been on with it. Oprah, everyone. No, now no one wants me on anymore because I tell them, you know, I won't buy their crap. Ah. But of course, things are going to be much better now in the United States. Again, I was talking about, we have this Jared Kushner there as our official ambassador to the world, and with all his knowledge and experience in foreign affairs, his vast portfolio of responsibilities and excellence. We got a real pro in there now. No, the whole thing's a freak show. It's the presidential reality show. Show business for ugly people. Yep. Moving on to some other news. You know, Bitcoin's value now is over $1 billion. And Japan and Russia are moving to legitimize this cryptocurrency. And what you're going to see more and happen more and more, and again, I'm not, I don't give financial advice, so just only thinking for myself. I see the value in Bitcoin, particularly in nations where their currencies are being driven into the ground, and the people want to get their money into another alternative, and it's either gold or Bitcoin. So that's what's driving up Bitcoin prices to a very large extent, particularly what happened in China when the yuan lost so much value. And very easy to buy them, and a lot of people drove up the price. But what happens is governments can control where they're going and how they're going, and you never know when they're going to crash. Well, you never know when anything's going to crash. But the government has control over that, but they also have control over gold. Because what they do, there's two different markets. There's the physical market, and that's very strong, particularly in India and China and Asian nations, where they're buying physical gold. But what they do, driving down the price of gold, the big banks and the federal banks, central banks, what they do is they short gold on the paper markets, on the commodity markets, so they could buy, you know, thousands of tons on paper and short it, and that drives it down. They call it naked shorts. So anybody could really, you know, whether it's bitcoins or gold, they both could be manipulated. But gold, you still have the physical asset. And to me, that's more attractive. But the bitcoins are not going to go away as we see it. And we're going to see more and more money going into that direction. Along with one of the big trends that's happening now as well is a cashless society. That's what's happening around the world. And you saw it happen in India when the prime minister called in cash this past November, 86% of it. And what did it do? You're seeing now more and more money going into cashless ventures into India. And this is a very poor country on the whole, and people don't use electronic devices like they use them here. Nonetheless, it's beginning to grow and grow quite strongly. And India is a very important market to look at. Their version of Amazon, for example, Flipkart, just got a $1.5 billion infusion from Microsoft, eBay, and Tencent. And it's very important because Tencent, of course, is a Chinese company. And Microsoft and eBay, well, and they're going into putting a lot of money into this e-commerce startup, Flipkart. And they want to, it's really not a startup, it's been going since 2007, but it, you know, they're struggling. And what you're seeing now, more and more money going into India as a very potential strong marketplace. The significance of this is that, unlike China, which depends so much on exports to boost its economy, India is working very hard to boost its internal economy while still relying on exports. It's not as reliant as China is. Their focus is to build the internal economy. Now think about it. What do they have? 1.1 billion people, 1.2 billion people. Go back to 1900. The entire planet had about 1.5 billion people on it. So let's go back to India or China with 1.5 billion people. That's a big market. You can serve yourself if you're serving the people properly. It could be a self-sustaining economy. You buy the resources that you only need to succeed. So more and more, there's going to be less of a demand for imported oil, for example, as we move more and more away from fossil fuels. And the advancements are continuing to grow. And we believe we're going to see new advancements in the very near future that are going to replace a lot of the fossil fuels. So self-sustaining economies to us is the way not only to bring more prosperity to a nation, but to also bring peace. Do you think the United States would be in Syria involved? You know, it has to do with the pipelines going that Iran wants to put through. It has to do with Libyan oil, which pumps out of the ground as cheaply as a dollar a barrel and sitting on the world's 10th largest reserves. It has to do with Iraq and oil. Was one of the world's second, third largest oil reserves. What do you think we're there with Saudi Arabia defending this murderous nation, the beheaders in chief? Has to do with oil. So going back to peace and prosperity, the United States by 2020 will be the world's largest producer of oil and gas, bigger than Russia. And then with the alternative energies taking place, and when a real alternative energy takes place, do you think the United States will have any interest in the Middle East? It won't. Not like it has now. That doesn't mean they won't fight wars or support Israel, which Trump, again, when you go back to this Jared Kushner and you see the relationships going on, and all the presidents always telling him Israel is our greatest ally. I don't know who made this stuff up. Again, you hear all these people screaming that Assad allegedly broke international law by using gas, but Israel could break international law by stealing land continually, and they never get called out on it. The United States could break international law by bombing a sovereign nation that did nothing to us. But again, the way the prostitute media does it, you paint a different story. Palm Beach, the images were heartbreaking. Children gasping and choking for breath, their mouths foaming, a grief-stricken father cradling the lifeless body of his two children, swaddled in white blankets. That's the opening paragraph by Mark Landler in the New York Times. Anguish sways the isolationists. Hey, Marky, how about the bodies blown to little pieces by the Israelis, by the Americans, and by the coalition of the killing? How come you don't have the courage to write that, you prostitute? but they were all so familiar. A harrowing flashback to 2013, when the Syrian government unleashed the last major poison gas attack on its own people. Outright lie. An outright lie that was proven by the United Nations inquiry. An outright lie proven, shown the facts by Seymour Hersh, that the United States prostitute propaganda newspapers and press wouldn't run. But that's the way they do it. Mr. Trump's advisors framed his decision in dry language of international norms and strategic deterrence. This is the way he writes it. In truth, it was an emotional act. Who the hell is this piece of crap to say what truth is? In truth, the propaganda coming out of the United States, the language, it's all there. In truth, it was an emotional act by a man suddenly aware that the world's problems were now his. And that running away or turning away to him was not an option. Isn't that nice? This guy knows what's going on, the guys in Trump's head. The world's problem, this isn't our problem. Assad never did anything to us. That used to be a very prolific country, very prosperous. People just go there on vacation. Until Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the rest of the murderers decided Assad has to go. Propaganda. This wasn't an attack on children, by the way. The reason so many children, this was not an area. You know, the story that comes out from the Syrians and the Russians is they dropped bombs on these military warehouses that ISIS had over there. And there were these chemicals in there, and they exploded. And again, this landler or slanderer, Mark Slander. Yeah, the guy should put an S in front of his name. Mark Slander, not Lander. There's no proof, Slander, that Syria used chemical weapons in 2013. As a matter of fact, Slander, we wrote about it in detail in our Trends Journal in 2013 to show what a fraud it was and a buildup to the fraud. So fraudsters in the mainstream media, as Yolanda pointed out, could keep selling their lies. Yep, lie after lie. So here we are. Trump's not even in office 100 days. The war drums are beating louder. You have a choice, either OccupyPeace.us or bang damn drums for war. That's one of your choices, to do anything that you can do to bring peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Hey, it's Easter weekend. Yep. Yeah, it's more than Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs and things like that, and hunting for eggs. Again, whether you know, just in memory of the man that they celebrate Easter for, Jesus Christ. Ah, yes, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Where's the Pope talking about peace? No, he just comes out and sells the lies and the lines. So, thank you for turning into Progressive Radio Network. If you want more information about the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, Trends Journal, Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News, excuse me, each weekday night. And there's a discount request page if you can't afford the full price, which is only $99 a year. Thank you very much. Do what you can to bring peace on earth. goodwill toward men and women.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mia madre.